Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we're featuring the music of the Marvelettes. Well, the Marvelettes were Motown's first hit girl group, the first Motown act to reach the number one on the pop charts, and they even helped write their own hits. Well, their debut song, Please Mr. Postman, was co-written by several of the Marvelettes themselves. While all the girls of the Marvelettes were high school sweethearts, sweet and a bit shy, they entered a school talent contest in 1961, which offered a chance to audition for Motown. Although they scored fifth place, their teacher by the name of Mrs. Shirley Sharpley convinced Motown rep John Oden to include the group with others to be auditioned. The Marvelettes were the only ones who came away with a contract. Well, their number one hit, Please Mr. Postman, really put the Motown record label on the map. And now here it is, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Hey! Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You are under my power. It is the power of love.
That was the Marvelettes singing I Should Have Known Better. That was recorded and released in 1964, but didn't chart. Before that, My Baby Must Be a Musician, number 17 from 1968. That was their last top 40 song. Before that, a live version of Beechwood 4, 5789. Recorded in 1962, that song reached number 17. And we started off with their number one smash from 1961, Please Mr. Postman. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring the music of the Marvelettes this half hour. And now it's time for the Marvelettes trivia question. The question is, how many top 40 songs did the Marvelettes have? How many top 40 songs did the Marvelettes have? Was it 6, 8, 10, or 12? 6, 8, 10, or 12? Well, the answer will be coming up in just a few moments, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And now the Marvelettes.
Too many fish in the sea.
the World Wide Web at MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was the Marvelettes singing The One Who Really Loves You. That was recorded and released in 1964, but did not chart. Before that, I'll Keep Holding On, a number 34 tune from 1965. Before that, a great song, Too Many Fish in the Sea, number 25 from 1964. And we start off with Playboy, number 7 from 1962. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring the music of the Marvelettes this half hour. And now it's time to the answer to the Marvelettes Motown Memories trivia question. The question was, how many top 40 songs did the Marvelettes have? How many top 40 songs did the Marvelettes have? Was it 6, 8, 10, or 12? Well, they had a total of 10 hits, and we've already heard the first and last one. The first one was Please Mr. Postman. The last one was My Baby Must Be a Musician, recorded over a span of 7 years. And now let's hear Don't Mess with Bill. Here are the Marvelettes.
Tears in my eyes, a thousand position to want competition. I want to be sure as can be. Hear the Lord say, hey, girls, keep away.
Songs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Hollywood 45789, which reached number 17 from 1962. And before that, The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game, number 13 from 1967. And we start off with Don't Mess with Bill, number 7 from 1966. That was the second highest charted record behind Please Mr. Postman. Well, you've been listening to the Marvelettes on this edition of Motown Memories, but that brings this edition to a close. Thanks for joining me. This is Tom Fallon. If you have any requests or comments, please email me. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.